Now broadcasting the Webcomic Beacon.
Hello and welcome to the Webcomic Beacon. Shit. I didn't even do that right. Hello and welcome to episode 97 of the Webcomic Beacon. I'm Fess of Fessworks.com, and with me is Mark Savory of AutumnLake.com.
Well, hello there.
And we also have Ben Carver of PointGuardian.com.
Hey there.
And we also have Neil, I'm going to say your last name wrong, so I'm not going to say it, of Dossien.
What?
Dossien?
Yeah, close enough.
Okay. And, of course, the last two guests are also part of the Cross Overlord on DrunkDuck.com. Welcome to the show.
All right.
And, of course, this is the Webcomic Beacon, hosted on the Rampage Network webcomics community at RampageNetwork.com. And you can find out more about this podcast and other things that we do at WebcomicBeacon.com. And listen to us live on Sundays at WebcomicBeacon.com/live. That's a lot of
Sunday, Sunday, yeah. Sunday.
We're boobless today.
We are boobless today because Tanya.
At least proper boobs.
Yeah, proper boobs, not moobs. Tanya's gone typically every second Sunday of the week to Squidworks. And I will have to say that after we hit our 2-year 100th episode special, which we're hoping will be special, we'll probably be skipping a show for the second Sunday. So instead of four, we'll going to try to just do three so we can have a little bit extra time. I don't think people are going to complain too much, but it should be all right as we slowly pod fade.
You know you're going to cause a riot by not having an episode.
I don't really think so.
Oh, there's going to be pandemonium in the streets, you know.
No, I'm thinking since Tanya's not here, maybe more people will then show up to the other ones. Because they're like, oh, Tanya's not here. So then if Tanya's here every time we actually have a show, huh? Huh? Oh, boy, this is terrible sexploitation.
Well, that's the way of things, ain't it?
That's
entertainment. There you go.
And let's see here. Let's see, a couple of things. Let's see, I got to remember a couple of pieces of news to... screw the news. This week on the Webcomic Beacon, I was going to have some other things, but the people that I tried to get on the show didn't get back to me in time, so it's last minute. excuse me. It's a last minute planning. I had a couple of things to do, a couple of ideas, and one of them was something that I was viewing in the Webcomic List forums, and that was a relatively fresh discussion. It's still on the first page about multiple plot lines and pacing. The forum starts out with someone who's looking for some insights on doing multiple plot lines and continuing a storyline. This person's is a weekly three panel with a continuing storyline, and and he has at least three plot lines running concurrently, and he thinks it's confusing for his readers switching between them. I'm not sure which one it is, but he does this webcomic called Winger. He's PS99 on the webcomic list. And now, the forum goes into mentioning many different suggestions and options and such. But in general, if you're doing three different plot lines with a weekly, that sounds pretty stretched there as far as what readers are going to be following.
I definitely agree there. It's if you want to do three plot lines, I recommend, and you said it's a three panel weekly.
It's a weekly three panel with continuing storyline. So that has to be small.
You need at least three comics a week. You need at least three comics a week before you even attempt that. Or better yet, if you have three plot lines, split them up into their own three separate comics. Create a main landing page for that universe. That has all three comics of that week, And that way, you know, or if someone wants to just view one of those comics and only one of those comics, then they can. That's how I would recommend it.
That's honestly a hell of a stretch. Can you imagine how much time that's going to take to tell just one story with a three-panel weekly? Good God, just 50 updates will take you almost a year.
Let alone
talking about multiple storylines. I mean, that's...
Well, we're talking about ultimately 9 panels a week, and come on, I don't care what your medium is, you should be able to have time to do 9 panels a week.
I should think so. That would be better. That, I mean, yeah, because just 3 panels, good gracious, you'll be doing that for the next 50 years. And just get
I hate to say it, but we all know that most webcomics have a 90% failure rate within the first 3 months.
I don't know. Yeah, you're pulling those out of your ass, aren't you, that number?
80% of all statistics are made up on the spot.
Jesus. That still only means that he would have to make, about 40 comics.
Well, percentages are pulled from Comic Genesis, I believe.
Well, that's Comic Genesis. And that's only...
What was it again? 80% of... What was it?
90% of all webcomics fail in the first 3 months.
90%?
Yes.
I'm thinking most of those you don't even get to see.
I can't agree with that.
Most of those you probably don't even 60%. Get to see.
If we're talking about everybody who signed up for an account, everybody that... If they at least one time, and then in the first 3 months just never went back to it.
Yeah, but maybe they went off and got their own domain name like they really ought to.
Or maybe they went to Drunk Duck because they realized that Comic Genesis is a pain in the ass to update on if you don't know what you're doing.
But once you do know what you're doing, you can do so much more with it.
Even after I knew what I was doing and I just needed to upload a file, I just like, you know what, screw it. I don't care anymore. And then I just stuck with Drunk Duck in my own site. But that's me.
Well, that's your choice.
Well, yeah.
Well, see, I signed up for, I don't know if it's Comic Genesis or Drunk Duck or one of them. I signed up for one of them and never did anything with it because I just built my own website and said, oh, well, okay, works for me.
Hey, you know what, Mark? I think you should get a Drunk Duck mirror.
You think so, huh?
I think so. Give it a whirl. Give it a whirl and start it completely from the beginning. And then just, you know, basically you sit there, you can update it. I'll even do it. If you get me all the files, I'll do it for you. But, just have it just updating every day until it gets up to currently. And then just keep up on it. I mean, I know I get a lot of, I get a lot more reader feedback on Drunk Duck than I do on my main site. And plus it's one of those, one login for a million webcomics, so people can just log in once and make all the comments they want. There's ranking too, but ranking's kind of pointless over there. I don't know. I'd give it a whirl. In any case, multiple plot lines. I'm not entirely sure how divided this guy is attempting to make his plot lines or storylines, because it's like you did suggest, Ben, you suggested to maybe make 3 different comics. It's like, well, I'm thinking they're probably not that far disassociated with one another to justify that. In PSI, I've got a few different plot lines kind of going. Some are kind of like the long background ones where it'll eventually come to fruition, and there's the more immediate ones. So I think I might have 3 plot lines technically going on right now. I'm only updating Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I think Monday, Wednesday, Friday is the average or the typical or the somewhat standard or suggested update rate for webcomics anyway is at least 3 times a week. One of my suggestions was, well, I explained what I was doing. I have a couple of times where the characters will split up, so they'll be in different areas or different locations, so you really can't show them at the same time, really. So I have this. I used to alternate one after another, and then in the future I got another one where I'm writing it so that I have Monday and Wednesday being with one character. It just strips, and then on Friday I'm doing a page of the other characters. So that's my mentality in this. Neil, what about you? What do you think? You haven't said much yet.
Actually, I've been. I had my hands full here. I'm kind of trying to keep up here with you guys. I only been like half paying attention.
That's best.
Yeah.
That's the best method I found.
Okay, so
I can't even keep up with the conversation. I wouldn't know where to start with multiple storylines.
Okay, have you ever had multiple storylines in your superhero comic?
Sort of. I've done the thing where I'm trying to juggle like two or three storylines at the same time, or not really stories, but situations. I got characters over here and over there,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know where I'm going with this, but
just go.
But I don't really have a hard time with it.
Yeah, but well, I guess the suggestion is, I mean, then maybe from a reader perspective, if you have two different sets of characters or whatever in different places, basically, and they alternate, or you want to see like maybe a week at a time of one character's in one place and the other character's in another place. I mean, as a reader, then, how do you think you would want to see multiple plot lines progress if they have to split up where the characters are?
If you're doing like three updates a week, I try to keep at least the majority of the storylines going pretty regularly. Otherwise, if you cut away for a really long time and then come back, you totally get lost.
Oh yeah, flashback arc is not a good idea either.
What was that?
Doing a flashback or anything like that, or
yeah.
Or cutting to the minor characters too much, you know. It's the main character is the main character for a reason. If you go too deep into the other characters for too long, I'm not saying don't go deep into your secondaries. You have to go deep into your secondaries, or else they won't be interesting. But if you go deep into them for too long, then sooner or later you'll have people say, you know what, I like this guy more than the main character.
Well, that could be a certain evolution for the comic as well, too. I don't know. It kind of depends on how full circle it becomes for how long you want to stay on it. If you're doing three times a week and you want to spend a month doing like a short arc on a background character or something like that, I don't necessarily see that as too bad. A whole month away, even no matter what your update, may not be all that much. Maybe for if you do a daily, that might seem like too much. But yeah, it's like when you that comes into like pacing, not necessarily multiple plot lines, but more so in pacing. How long do you want to stay in a particular location? And I think out of the four of us, I'm like one of the worst people to talk to about that since I've been doing my comic for over almost 3.5 years, and there's only been 3 days, 4 days that have passed in the comic.
Oh my God, no.
What? What?
No, really. Because I do.
I thought the creator of Elginus Shy was slow.
Gee whiz. Goodness gracious, you should do a continuity strip in the newspaper. You should take on like Judge Parker or Mary Worth, you know, where like 5 years is like a day.
Oh boy. No, I see.
Holy crap.
It's just me committing to too much, especially with crossovers, and they're underestimating how long my ideas are actually going to take. I'm actually starting to type out my scripts now and try to whittle things down. But I have this plan. I have this plan to take the first 300 of my comics and scritch it down into 30 strips, 30 pages.
What?
You're basically cutting out every single crossover and cameo that's not relative to the story. I just want to like create like an abridged version.
Like, are you going to recycle the artwork or redraw it all?
This would be completely redrawn, specifically designed for print too. So somewhat exclusive, and yes, it would be a lot of work, and it's probably something I'll never get to.
Jeez. 4 days.
I restarted my comic. It's not a good idea.
I should have restarted back at strip 35 when I was thinking about it for the fifth time. I was like, should I redo it or we should do it? Yeah, I said, I really should have.
Don't be George Lucas thing on us now.
No. This would be an entirely separate. I have this idea. It would be an entirely separate type of quote unquote universe. There'd be like.
There's not going to be a Jar Jar in there, is there?
No.
Any Jar Jar, huh?
Well, that's Fess already in the comic. But
you say people going to die?
God, I hope so.
Misa.
Oh, God. There's a.
Speaking of George Lucas thing up, I recently bought the Monkey Island remake and it sucks.
Okay.
All right.
No?
Way to go.
No fans?
I have no idea. I've never seen it.
Never played Monkey Island. Wow.
Monkey Island? No, I've never played Monkey Island.
Yeah, they're remaking The Prisoner. It's got Ian McKellen in it. Saw a big, long trailer for it that looked kind of interesting, but it's not The Prisoner, obviously.
The Prisoner works best as a low-budget psychedelic psychological thriller, and for modern audiences, they will explain everything in the first 20 minutes. I know it.
That's what I'm afraid of. Well, maybe it'll be on DVD, on Netflix it or something.
I mean, have you seen the last episode? I'm still trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I figured a lot of it out, but that's arrogant to say because I'm probably wrong. Hmm.
I think he was like really, really drugged and like only 20% of it happened.
No, I think, well, there's three theories. One, it's real. Two, it starts real and then he goes insane. Or three, it's all in his mind. From beginning to end, it's all in his mind.
If it's all in his mind, that's like that one stupid show.
Saint Elsewhere, where it turns out that 80% of all primetime television occurs in an autistic boy's mind.
Yeah, that's stupid.
But we don't need to.
We don't need to go into to crossovers and cameos on this episode. We've already done that. We can do that again later. But
play it again, Sam.
Another time. The webcomic Beacon's already booked up until December 6th for starters.
Awesome.
So I've got ahead of. I'm going to burn out after that. And I'm just. Gonna
what
be
is
like,
is that blah, like? Blah, blah. Is that like half an hour in PSI time?
Well, it's like everything. It's been a continuous ever since they started going camping. It's been continuous. It's been strip after strip. Connected to each other, and I don't.
Your camping trip is what was Dan Shive's sleepover party?
No. Here, let me go to the site and look at the archive.
It's the best example I could think of.
No, I see it because it's okay. I had taken out like the first four or five comics out of the new archive and put those in the side strip section, and then I kept kind of sort of the loose beginning part, like the ones that people liked, and then I started doing the story, going camping, just an ordinary day, or is it? The Squirrel Wars, Scales Tale, No Ordinary Night, the Crossover Wars, which is the longest so far, but that's technically connected to the previous other ones. But these are like the, I'm separating like the main ideas. Answers Demanded, which actually is a question and answer arc. Home Again. Find What You Need Here. No Rest for the Soul. No Rest for the Dead either. And that's the second longest, I think. All Together Apart. And then now it's Away Home. And it's all about certain sections, certain general themed ideas of kind of like the most forward plot, I guess. Not the overlying, underlying plot, because there's a few different plots going on. There's one kind of arcing plot that's in the background that involves Nemi for the most part, and then there's one that's a little bit more over it, like the Crossover Wars is technically over a few of the most forward plots, and then the Cameo Caper of 2008 is also over a couple of the most forward plots most recently, and that's coming to an end soon. I'm almost finishing up last year's Cameo Caper.
Just in time for this year's.
No, this year's is already over. it's already over. I just was on hiatus for so long all the time because I keep taking on 2-minute projects because I can't judge pacing. And let me tell you, everybody, write your fucking scripts out. Write them out if you have problems like that. Unless you're great at drawing thumbnails and drawing everything at a relatively good place, you will lose your mind if you don't think ahead and realize, holy crap, this idea, which I thought was going to be 8 pages, is going to be 38.
Yes, he's right. It's I definitely see the advantages to plotting stuff out, especially if you're working with a team.
Oh, definitely.
That's a whole other kettle of fish there.
Yeah, it's if you want to do multiple plot lines, I'm my new comic Hero Academy is developing several multiple plot lines at once.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to create it's hard, but it's also challenging and fun. To create your own fantasy adventure world,
right?
Create different rules, and then in the end, create the many different plots. There's several different ways to have everything interconnect. I am a big fan of the Chekhov's gun. Chekhov's gun.
Did he have a gun in the movie? No, they didn't give him a phaser.
Oh my God!
Everyone had a phaser.
Oh my God! A Chekhov's gun is a literary device, which means that you show a gun in the first scene, it's shot in the third scene.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
I can't believe none of you have heard of a Chekhov's gun.
No, I haven't. I think you're just making shit up now.
He never once fired his phase, as far as I remember.
Go to Wikipedia, type in Chekhov's gun.
What is it again? It's a gun shows up. Is it like a MacGuffin? It could be anything?
A MacGuffin is where it just happens. A Chekhov's gun is where it's shown in the first scene and then it's shot in the third scene.
So it's shot out of sequence is what you're saying.
No, it's shot. You show the gun early on.
Okay.
And it's shown early, but not in a way that lets you know it's going to be shot. Yeah.
Oh, I see. So it doesn't have to be a gun. It could be a.
So
it's a literary device.
It's just something that's kind of shown in the area, you might be in a room, and there may not be an obvious shot of what's going to show up later, but it's going to be there at least.
It could be yes,
and then it's more focused on later.
Yes.
Okay.
It could be the snow globe in Citizen Kane,
or the sleigh,
or whatever. Okay.
Okay. Anyway, we're going to take a break right now, and when we come back, more.
Chekhov never had a phaser.
Neil.
Yes.
Any comments? I think this happened last time you were on the show. We just kind of glaze over you because you're so quiet.
Well, I did have a comment about The Prisoner.
Oh, and awesome.
One of my favorite Iron Maiden songs.
Ah.
Yeah.
There's a Bill and Ted quote I could throw in there.
Yeah.
Well, Iron Maiden, cool.
Yeah, it's well, every rose has its thorn. That was from the second movie. For them to get into heaven, they had to sound like they were philosophers.
You guys ever see what is that guy? Dimitri Martin.
Who?
Dimitri Martin, he's a stand-up comedian.
No.
He's like kind of like a deadpan kind of person, but he's kind of funny. He also plays guitar. He's kind of musical too. But he has this one joke which is kind of funny. He's like, dude's one of those words. I wonder what the most intelligent phrase ever uttered that began with the word dude. He's like, dude, these are isotopes.
That reminds me of one. That reminds me of one comedian I saw who was hilarious at a comedy club.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about how Back to the Future 2 should be the time that Back to the Future 2 happens is about to be here, and we still don't have our flying cars yet, and how people already have problems driving with just regular cars. You know, imagine the problems adding an altimeter to it. And then he says, to the people who aren't laughing, you're the problem.
Yeah.
I think you breezed through that too quickly.
I'm sorry. It was funny.
Okay, sure. I'll take it. all right. Now, let's see. Back to the subject at hand. It is talking about pacing, multiple plot lines.
I suck at pacing.
How
my so? Storylines, when I start a storyline, like a long one, like I know it's going to be a long one, like this robot one I'm doing now.
Right.
I sort of have an outline of what it's going to be. I know kind of how it's going to end and what's in the middle and bits and pieces of it and usually how it starts and things like that. I tend to keep it fairly loose. I mean, I have targets I have to hit, but I tend to keep fairly loose. But there's maybe too much room for meandering around, and I think they meander a bit.
Give us an example of a meandering.
Well, well, it's hard to give you a specific example. I think you just sort of go back and look at it, and it's like, you know, it just sort of gets off track a bit.
Well, you give know. An example of a tangent that you sort of went down on that sort of went nowhere and you had to find your way to dig back up the plot.
Well, it's never anything like that. It's more like it just sort of... more like you're just sort of telling the story and you just sort of spin your wheels in the sand a little bit for a while. Then you get some traction and you move on to the next point.
That must have been a lot of sand that Fezworks hit.
I don't know. I think he's in the Sahara. I... 4 days.
Oh,
3 years. 4 days.
Shut up. I mean, it's... what am I...
You sound like a teenage girl. Shut up.
Well, if I could, like, draw faster and show it, yeah, probably.
Oh.
I mean, I have 330 strips or pages right now.
Look, plus, what you need to do for your next update is simple, okay? You show, like, Vess and Ernst and stuff, and they're, like, talking, blah, 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 and then you have one panel where the moon is up in the sky, and then it's the next day, and see, you've gained, like, a whole year's worth of work.
Yes.
It's
during
three panels.
I went through summer, fall, no, it was summer, fall, and winter into spring in, like, one night. It seemed, just because that's how long things were taken. I mean, it's like, well, part of my it's forgivable in my comics, since they've already broken the fourth wall enough times where they can't go back, even though I'm trying to stop that.
Once you're breaking the fourth wall, you can never go back.
Not really.
You can never go back. You can never go back.
not really. Not really. And I'm trying to, and I've bargained with my characters to stop. Don't mention that. Just pay
no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Yeah, yeah. Just keep going. Don't mention the crossover wars. Don't mention Scale or Jenny Everywhere. And what do? Well, the plot demands that Scale and Jenny Everywhere and the crossover wars have to be mentioned again. And I'm like, nah. And I actually wrote a side strip them calling me out on it. And I gotta find that. It's really funny. Side strip. It's.
Well, you could have one of them kill you, and then all of a sudden the warning pops up, don't kill the original author.
They'd just be out on their own. Oh, here we go. Ernst is going to say, I thought we weren't going to be talking about the crossover wars again. And Fess goes, me too. And I'm there, hey, I thought I made it very clear. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Well, you could always have someone say it's a secret or go the Curse of Fatal Death route and have... Oh. We'll explain it later.
Rocks fall and everybody dies.
We'll explain it later.
Sure.
Fatal death. That's awesome.
Nobody likes that. Oh, casual notice from the webcomic list site has, I think, is a good response here. He says the main writing trick is to A, respect your reader's intelligence and assume that they'll be able to figure some of the basic things out before you get to them, and B, don't tax their patience with multiple scene shifts. Plot the story in advance so you know exactly where the break points are, places where you can easily shift the viewpoint without confusing or annoying the reader. need to be. And alternatively, of course, you can increase your output, he says, which is maybe difficult for some people. and I think that's pretty good advice. And Plughead, a.k.a. the guy who does Sarah Zero, he suggests work on scene transitions, how to end one scene, blends into the start of another, makes it easier to comprehend and hopefully less jarring. Logical breaks rather than random breaks. Make sure that there is a real reason for leaving this scene right now. Maybe you want to go out on a dramatic moment or end on a bit of foreshadowing, a moment of tension, a mini cliffhanger, a big reveal, things like that. Always leave them wanting more. And lastly, he says, set up and pay off. If you show it, you must pay off later. If it's not important, don't include it. Everything needs to build and then resolve with a holy fuck awesome moment, he says. We'll link this forum thread for people to see from the podcast after you download the show, too, so people can take a look. I'm going to post it in the chat room right now in case they haven't been following it. Vess needs to learn how to cut and paste. What did I do wrong now? I think someone's just being...
I think my stories tend to drag on a bit because I usually try to do seasonal stuff.
What's your story about?
what, you mean just in general, or...?
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's just a gag-a-day strip in general.
Well, if it's a gag-a-day, you really don't have much to worry about that, do you?
Yeah, but I do long story arcs within them.
But it's a gag-a-day.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What?
You're doing a gag of the day that's turning into a storyline comic.
No, well, he has stories, but they're set up in, you know, like Evil Inc. Evil Inc. is a gag a day story, so to speak. You know, that works.
Never read Evil Inc.
Well, that's your problem. No. Evil Inc., Autumn Lake work as story gag a day sort of things. I mean, they're standalone enough in a way. But sometimes they connect a little bit more often, and some people can't do it. Some people can't do it. It is the newspaper story-ish that actually works, and not one of those stupid, highly detailed mystery comics that nobody reads anyway, but they're still in the paper for some reason. You know which ones I'm talking about,
right? They still run those?
Mary Worth or whatever that crap is.
The Phantom, Judge Parker,
The Phantom's still running?
Oh, hell yeah. Now, The Phantom, I'll tell you something interesting about that. They have a daily story, right?
Yes.
6 days a week. But then on Sunday, in the Sundays, the full-color Sundays, they run a completely separate story.
Wait, The Phantom is in the colors as well?
Yeah. In the Sunday funnies, yeah.
Still,
yeah. So you have... You actually have two different storylines running at the same time, and they don't cross over or anything. It's like the Sundays are completely independent of the daily strip.
Is it still the old Phantom, or have they updated it?
No, he's still the regular Phantom in the purple underwear.
But I mean, it's a generational thing. There's a different Phantom for
no, he's still the same old Phantom that everybody knows. He hasn't he hasn't given it to one of his kids yet, or not.
Oh. So it's still taking place in, like, the 30s?
No. I don't think so, no. No, it's, like a modern-day thing.
You guys don't even know what you're talking about anymore.
I do.
Well, could they just say it's one of his sons because they always name their kids after themselves?
Yeah, it's the Walkers. But, yeah, the current Phantom is still the Phantom everybody knows.
That story, that comic had a real easy out for that. They could just say it was his son. Every 20 years, you say, oh, it's his son now.
Yeah, but I don't think the current Phantom has ever changed. I don't remember that. Ever since they first came up with him, he's always been the same dude, as far as I know.
Not
they
always.
Go back generations.
Not always. There was that one cartoon by that really weird animator.
Oh, yeah, they show the future Phantom?
Yeah, I didn't like that one.
Yeah. But that's, I mean, that's one thing you could do, I suppose. You could split your storyline if you really wanted to have these side stories or anything like that. Just save those for one day a week. You have, you know, Wacky Story Day. And the rest of the strips are your main story.
Alrighty.
One way to deal with it, but
yeah.
No, my getting back to my point, I'm used to drawing seasonal things as the seasons change, and when my stories go on too long, like this one, it's all set in the here we are into getting into the late autumn, and winter's coming on, and yet I'm still doing a story set in the summertime. It's kind of weird.
Well, and at least your characters aren't still using those huge block cell phones still.
No, they don't use cell phones at all.
I was giving an example of Git being out of time.
Oh, out of date. No.
Yeah, and
they do still. They do. Whenever there's a computer monitor, it's like the big CRT monitors that they have.
And it has brilliant monochrome color.
Probably, I don't know.
And sparkling EGA graphics.
Yeah.
Green.
I suppose I should start moving to flat screen because I actually have some of those.
Those things are heavy.
Flat screens?
The CRTs? No,
the CRTs.
I have a flat screen CRT right now.
Wow, Grandpa, maybe you should go down to the Best Buy and put down $200 and get yourself a flat screen.
I'm sorry, how much do you think they cost?
I was able to get one for $250.
$2.50?
$250.
Okay, $250. You know, fuck that. If I can get a monitor for $50 used somewhere that works, I'm going with that. I need to save all the money I can. I'm not going to spend $250 on a monitor.
But you're doing a comic. That means you have to work with graphics, which means you need to have a better monitor.
Hey, what monitors do? They display shit, and that's all they do. And a CRT displays shit, and that's all I need.
Well, these are display shit, so you can know what if your comic's going to look good or not. If you're doing it on a
the colors
CRT.
Are not going to differ that much. I'm telling you, colors are not going to differ that much. Especially now that I have a palette file, so it doesn't matter.
But how do you know the palette file's correct?
Because it looks,
he's right.
Because it looks fine to me. If I go on someone else's computer,
it looks fine to
me.
You, but not, you know what, everybody else's.
I also have a laptop right now, well, a netbook anyway, that has a flat screen LCD, and that's going to show me it, and it looks
fine. Is it the Asus Triple E book?
I don't care. No, it's an Acer.
Oh, an Acer.
Yeah, an Acer. I know, a good quality brand, not some unknown what the fucking EPC is, never heard of it.
You've never heard of Asus?
Yeah, I've heard of Asus.
Asus.
I'm going to trust Acer over Asus.
Asus.
Yeah, I know Asus.
Oh, come on. They build practically all the motherboards being used right now.
Yeah, but an Acer netbook is going to give me a better value than a piece EPC, which doesn't have any hard drive space.
You can put a new one in.
Yeah, you could, but I could get something that's cheaper that already has more.
It's not an Asus.
I don't care, and I don't want Vista.
And you can get an Asus with freaking Ubuntu put on if you want.
What the fuck is that? Just give me XP. At least I know how to work that one. I don't need to learn a whole new thing.
You're going to have to move up to Windows 7, I'm afraid.
Bullshit.
It's just a matter of time.
From the sound of it, it doesn't sound like I want to. If I get anything...
Actually, Windows 7 rocks.
It's
okay.
I've had a few problems with it, I have to say. It doesn't seem to work nice with my Wacom tablet, and I've had to fight with it to try and get it fixed. Think, fingers crossed, knock wood, that I actually figured it out. But it does have this thing. So if you have a Wacom tablet and you're upgrading to Vista or you're upgrading to Windows 7, you're going to be living in hell because it was designed by corporate people for corporate people. And corporate people don't use Wacom tablets. Corporate people use these little Palm Pilot gadgets and shit like that, right?
You just need an updated driver.
Well, no, it's more than that. The thing is, there's this thing built into Vista very badly and continued with Windows 7 very badly because they're trying to do all this touchscreen shit. So they have this thing called PenFlix, okay, or tablet PC. And essentially what they want it to be someday is like in the last Bond movie where they're in the headquarters and the guy is giving M the report and he's like putting his hand on the tabletop and sliding virtual documents all around and shit like that. That's what they want it to be like.
They already got that. It's called Microsoft Surface.
Yeah, but regular people don't use that, okay? And this PenFlix shit is like, if you had a Palm Pilot, you'd be in heaven, okay? But most people don't, and people who use a Wacom tablet aren't going to have a lot of fun. So you have to turn that off.
Well, you know what? Those people need to be whacking them in the head.
No, I think the corporate court bots need to get an ass kicking. But anyway, you need to turn that tablet PC shit off. Otherwise, it's going to be a living hell trying to use your tablet. Trying to use your Wacom tablet anyway, because that's another reason.
Oh, here, Ben, can you tell me, or even Mark, is Windows 7 more like user-friendly functionality, as in where settings are, where I know where to set and adjust things are, like XP?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not that bad. It's okay, not that different.
It's actually the Windows 7 uses resources a lot better, returns resources a lot better. It runs a lot smoother, and obviously you need to get the 64-bit version if you do upgrade. You need to get the 64-bit version.
Why?
Because you want to use more than 2 gigs of memory.
Well, that's if you have a 64-bit system.
Yeah, I've got a 32.
Otherwise, it's pointless.
I think. I don't know.
You don't want to get a 64-bit OS for a 32-bit computer.
Aren't most processors 64-bit?
No. It depends on what you have. You can't just make that blanking statement. Some people still have their old 32s.
But the manufacturers have been pumping out nothing but 64-bits practically for the last three years.
No, you can still buy 32-bit chips if you want to build a computer. You can still do that.
But why would you want to?
To build your own computer because it's cheaper.
Some
people aren't that tech savvy. In any case, I'm saying when my brother bought his laptop, it had Vista on it. I was almost ready to destroy that thing because I couldn't freaking find folder options to do exactly the way I wanted to do. I want to see my file extensions. Damn it! I want to be able to see that. I want to be able to organize things the way I wanted to organize. It was like working on a fucking Macintosh. I didn't know that much about the system. I had no idea what the hell was going on. That was how confused I was. I was like, I didn't even want to upgrade to 98 back in 95. I stuck with 95 as long as I could, and then I finally upgraded to 98.
95 was.
I loved 95.
Wait a minute.
95 was awesome. 98 sucked.
98 was a lot more stable than 95. What are you talking about?
It was like the functionality, the things that it did that I didn't want it to do.
Stability more than the functionality. No. I want something to be stable.
The behavior.
Question that I have, Fess, is on your CRT monitor, do the colors in your comic look correct when you're using that version of Netscape 4 that I know you're running?
I'm running Firefox, you jackass. All right, we got a call.
He's running Opera. He's running Opera.
Hello, Jinx Tiger, you're on the air of the Webcomic Beacon. Or not, I guess. Hello? Okay, we can't hear you.
I'll have to try again.
Oh, well. Well, any case. He's trying not to crash. He was saying that actually CRTs actually have a better display than flat screens if they're good CRTs. And that's true. That's, I mean, you can have really crappy LCDs too, you know? It all depends.
That's not been true for 2 years.
Not necessarily. It depends on how old your CRT is, too.
They don't make them no more. I think that tells you how old they are.
They do still make them, damn it.
They don't make them
until they come down to like maybe $100, maybe. But,
I,
uh,
I, I went to Fry's Electronics. They don't have CRTs no more.
I really don't like the fact that a lot of the. Okay, if I got. Hang on, let me find a tape measure.
All right, while he's gone, I'm in charge of this show now.
Okay, here we go. Tape measure. Let's see how long the diagonal is.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't care about the diagonal. I control the vertical and the horizontal.
Yeah, outer limits. Anyway, this is a 15-inch diagonal screen.
Whoa, tiny.
Tiny? No, that's the actual viewable area.
Yeah, that's tiny. Mine's, let's see here. It's
No. Is yours widescreen? Is it widescreen?
Mine too are.
See? You lose a lot of vertical. And you one do. Thing I really hate, especially about laptops, since they're almost all widescreen now, is you lose a lot of extra space that I could be using to be drawing shit.
21 inches.
Pages, when you draw a comic, a page, that's vertical. That isn't horizontal.
Mine can tilt vertically, too.
Well, I don't care. My point... I don't even have a room. I don't even have room to turn. I gotta. It's my computer is in a shelved area. I can't.
My monitor can flip. My monitor can flip 90 degrees and be a tall monitor if I want. All right.
Well, if you have the money to go spend on elaborate fancy pants things, but anyway,
it's only $250.
I could build part of a computer for that amount.
The part that will be running.
I can build a majority of a computer for that amount.
That's a power supply, motherboard, and probably a processor. That's it. That's not even memory.
Well, you can.
You can't get a case with that with $250.
Why would you get a new case, new power supply, if you already have that?
$40.
All you need to do.
Not one with good airflow.
Let me say I could upgrade my computer with that. Anyway, we got to go to break, and we come back. News.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted on RampageNetwork.com. Be sure to check out our weekly live broadcast on TalkShoe.com. Listen in, chat, or call in at WebcomicBeacon.com/live.
You may control the horizontal and the vertical, but I control the fucking podcast.
And he controls his supply of Crystal Pepsi.
Oh, goddamn.
I thought you were about to say Crystal Meth.
In any case, we got some news for everybody. We've got some news. But for now, if you haven't heard about the contest that the Webcomic Beacon and the Wagon Webcomic Battle Trading Guard game are putting together, it is a Draw Becky contest. That's right.
Draw Becky.
If people remember the Draw Jenny Everywhere contest last year, which is where the top three people actually got into be official Jenny Everywhere cards for the Wagon Webcomic Trading Card game, there is now going to be a Webcomic Beacon card, and we already have the background. That's our classic field with the beacon on it. But we're looking for people to draw Becky, the official Becky, to be on this card, to go in light with the guest art that we have on our show for covers. Many may enter, one will win, similar to that of the Jenny Everywhere promo card. The main addition to this will be all art may actually be used on it for an actual episode. At least the top 10 picked by the Webcomic Beacon hosts will for sure be used as Webcomic Beacon episode art at some point. Because we also have to consider that our guests may draw something as well. But only one person's arts will be used for the card. I already mentioned the top 10 submissions. The number one winner will win two copies of the Webcomic Beacon promo card. and as well as the new coming Delta deck for Wagon Webcomic Battle. The top 10 will also win a copy of the promo card, even though they didn't win. It's like a consolation prize. You get a promo card in any case. Basically, you're up to draw Becky as you see fit, presenting the show, whatever. Just try not to cover up the beacon part of it. No background.
I thought you were about to say, don't cover up something else.
No. Go to... Well, it has to be PG anyway.
Because darn.
The final background may be adjusted slightly to adjust for the character, but if you go to our site right now, webcomicbeacon.com/cardcontest2009, there is a contest template PSD for you to download so you can get it. And the rest of the contest details are on the site as well. People will find it's almost exactly the same rules and restrictions as we're on the Jenny Everywhere contest.
So rules restrictions apply.
Very little restrictions.
Not Bella in Missouri. And,
void where such contests are prohibited by law. For whatever reason.
Like Russia.
In Soviet Russia, contest runs you.
Maybe. Also, for those who have not been paying attention, I'm going to try to put this a photo or something, an image, clickable image for this on the site so people can see it. But the Webcomic Beacon has a compilation book project to be put out on Kablam or Indie Planet. But we're trying to get people together to do a holiday cooking comic. We already got one submission so far, and that is from, let's see, if the webcomic The Best Effect at thebesteffect.com. comicgenesis.com. It's a four-page thing about making, I think it was dumplings, and it's actually pretty funny, and I haven't decided how we're going to be presenting all of these so far, but I've currently am doing the scripting for my submission, and so people out there, you know, you got to make your strips, your pages, or something like that. Send your requests. Let us know if you're going to be getting in on this. Check out our official forum for everything that's going on, and we'll probably be posting up at least samples of what's, or maybe all of them. We haven't decided yet, but we want to put that out to get that together done as soon as possible, so that people can start ordering them and start, you know, selling them to whoever wants to buy them, I guess.
Is this real food or fake food or both or what?
I'm going to say both. If you got a funny thing about cooking, you know, why not? You know, if it's somewhat relative or if you can stretch it. I mean, mine is going to be stretching it a little bit, though, even though it's going to be technically something you can eat. technically. But I think it's going to be really fun, and I think as soon as more people start getting in, more and more people are going to be getting in on it, and it's going to be really cool. So that is my mission for the Webcomic Beacon listeners. And as another thing for the Webcomic Beacon listeners, they get to listen to Who's Advertising presently on the Webcomic Beacon.
Oh, boy, the cool kids.
That is right. Right now, this very moment. As we go through these each time we do a show live at webcomicbeacon.com, we have three Project Wonderful ads for people to check out. And one is that has the header art is Squid Row, a daily comic. Suffering for your art shouldn't be this much trouble. Tell me about it. That's at squidrowcomics.com. Check it out. Fairly unique style. I haven't seen a style like this for a while. Kind of old schoolish in a way. The present one that's currently up is a really nicely colored one, but I think it's normally a black and white, so it might be like a Sunday special type of thing. Let's see here. Let's moving on down on the tower ad. We have Pure and Hidden Truth at pureandhiddentruth.com, a photographic webcomic series. Had an assortment of supernormal sort of stuff going on, kind of like an X-Files sort of thing, if you will. And also it's an anniversary for them. It's been 1 year, so congratulations on that, Pure and Hidden Truth. And the last ad that we have, which is at the bottom of every single individual post, as well as at the bottom of the main page, is Unamused Comics, We Bad. That's right. You can check out Unamused Comics at unamused-comics.com, which is the home of Insert Comic Here, which actually has two different in relation to the topic today. It has two different sort of like plot lines. One updates Mondays, one updates Fridays. One is a storyline, so to speak, and the other is random jokes, which sometimes turn into short plot lines. So that person knows how to keep things separate for the most part. Let's see here. Of course, they sometimes do spill into each other, I've noticed. But hey, you know what? If you got some random side strips or side jokes to tell, do it. But put them in a separate archive. It's easier for people who are reading your comic for the first time, going through your archive and then going, what the fuck? But yeah. I'm going to check the Webcomic Beacon email right now. That's webcomicbeacon@gmail.com. This is where you can send in your milestones that have hit, such as, you know, an anniversary or a 100th or a 1,000th comic, so to speak. Update. No, 50 is not a milestone. Sorry.
What about if your page number is over 1,000?
Then you go by every 1,000.
Okay. Or 1,100. Or 1,200.
Nah, I'm going to go with the thousands.
Not 50.
What if it's over 9,000? Oh,
geez. What? 9,000? you set up the joke wrong, and I knew what you're talking about. But
by that time, in Fest World, it's like 3 days. Okay. I'm sorry. Be more like 5.
Yeah, kiss my ass.
Maybe a week, maybe a long weekend.
You think a week? You think?
Or anyway,
a long weekend like Ray Milland had, where it seemed like an eternity.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's like a Groundhog's Day weekend where it seems to go on and on and on.
That could be.
Starring Bill Murray.
In any case, I'm trying to see who we have here. Let's see here. Oh,
speedy
nope, that's
delivery, speedy delivery. This is the mail.
Indeed. Oh, I got so much crap in my email to look through.
You need stronger spam filters.
Well, no. I keep labeling things and I keep forgetting about things. Show ideas. Oh, yeah, there was Nate's idea. The only milestone I presently have, other than what I've already mentioned...
I do have a milestone to mention.
Oh, what's that?
It's not for me. It's for a guy I know that runs a webcomic. Recently, I did a total redesign of his website for him.
Okay.
He was very happy with the redesign, and it looks great. And that's the thing. I'm also a graphic designer. I like to do certain jobs. I like to do certain jobs for certain people. Like if the guy I did it for was Red Ink of the webcomic Coyote Dance, I did a complete design overhaul of his site, and I just wanted y'all to check it out.
Oh, what's the milestone?
The site's redesigned.
That's not a milestone.
Oh, you're a loser.
Yeah,
you
dumbass. Anyway,
come on. I'm trying.
You're trying too hard. Anyway, the only other milestone I have is for I believe 5 years. No, is it 5 years? Oh man, now I got to go back to find that freaking thing. Two Kinds at the number 2 and then kinds.com has hit a milestone. I thought it was 5 years, but that doesn't sound right. Let me take a look.
Maybe it's 5 days.
No, yeah, 5 years since 2003. Well, congratulations, Two Kinds. Congratulations. This is a comic I can't entirely get into. I think it's because it's in the middle of, you know, story, so I have to. It's one of those many comics I have to go back to start. Two read from the beginning web comics tab bookmarks just keep growing and growing. I never read them, but I should. I don't have time, man.
Well, why don't you just put yourself in your comic?
What?
Put yourself in your comic, and then, you know, you could spend 3 years and it'll only be 2 days, but that would give you all kinds of time to read.
Yes. Comics. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Kiss my ass.
And you could draw yourself all the Crystal Pepsi you could drink. It'd be great.
Neil.
Yes.
Do you have any comments?
No.
Thanks for being on the show.
I'm terrible.
All right. Well, I think we have a call-in. I'm going to check to see what this call-in may be, if it's real this time or not. Hello? You're on the Webcomic Beacon.
Hello?
Hello, Vertical X.
How's it going, man?
You have a... Yes?
I'm just saying, it's been a while. How's it going?
All right. do you have a question, comment, or whatever?
No, other than I enjoyed listening to you bring back the historical trends of Windows 95 and 98. That was lost in the past. That was really cool.
All right. Your name is familiar. It sounds like I should know it. What are you two again?
TGT Webcomics.
Oh, yes.
TGTWebcomics.com.
There you are. Yeah, TGT Webcomics, a different podcast. Cleverly stealing the Webcomic Beacon logo. No, I'm just...
No, that's the gig cast, isn't it?
Actually, what?
Actually, I'm doing a logo redesign, so that Radio Tower-esque clip art won't be there for very much long.
Oh, it's clip art now, is it? I give people shit, that's what I do. let's see here. Are you having Tara Talon on your show coming up soon, aren't you?
Yeah, next week, actually, she graciously filled in for a reschedule.
Right.
And I really appreciate you guys being cool with that as well. So that was great to hear.
Well, you see, it was funny because she emailed me and she asked me if it would be, like, rude or improper. And it's like, dude, we took the Super Fogies guy from the GigCast people a week before he was going to appear on the GigCast. We didn't even know that. So, yeah, no problem. We're going to be having Tara and Mark Mekes on a show for Sci-Fi Webcomics in December, so that's no big deal. So,
awesome. Great.
So, more I love to spread around.
And, what, the Star Trek thing?
Yeah.
Damn it, Spock. I'm a doctor, not a musician.
Well, what is your opinion on CRT versus LCD?
I've had a CRT for 10 years now, and it's served me well. Deeper colors, as someone else mentioned, and the LCD screens, while they're really great for if you have two or more screens, it really works out better if you're multitasking in that aspect. And it'd be good for drawing on one side and watching a video on the other, or doing whatever you guys do when you draw and all that stuff.
Right.
But it's personal preference, really.
Well,
I prefer to lug around something that weighs 2 pounds than 20 pounds.
What are you doing lugging around monitors for? Exercise? Mine just sits on my desk.
That's what you think.
Oh, well, whatever nervous habits you got. Anyway, Vertical X, thanks very much for calling in. And check
no
out
problem, thank you.
Yep, TGT Webcomics. What's the URL?
It's TGTWebcomics.com or on TalkShoe at channel 22928.
Well, all right. Well, thanks once again for calling in.
All right.
All right, bye. All right, now let's see here. I think we had a comment in the forum. Let's see here. Oh, yes, Onyx Sparrow Mike, who does the Wagon Webcomic Battle, says in chat, I only exclusively appear on the Beacon, mostly because nobody else has asked. So, awesome, we appreciate the devotion, Mike, until somebody asks. But I think that's about it for this week of the Webcomic Beacon. And, I might think of something a little bit later. Does anybody else on the show have any news? Mark, do you have news?
No.
All right, Ben. Ben, no, do you don't. Have any news?
Me, I have some news. I just recently started a new job.
Related to webcomics.
Well, my current comic is on hiatus until December.
All right, that's good to know.
Is it a good paying job, at least?
Well, yes, it is. And
good. You can go to the Autumn Lake shop now. In the Autumn Lake store, you can find T-shirts and coffee mugs and all kinds of stuff there.
Like I said, my comic's on hiatus because I'm working with a new artistic team right now, and we're trying to build a buffer before we start sending pages out.
The Autumn Lake shop wouldn't hurt you.
It would kill me.
Neil, do you have any news for this week?
Yes. Next week on CrossOverlord, we're going to be having 3 updates.
Oh.
Allegedly, there's going to be a new Decian page coming up. I'm going to be going back to my old comic. And sometime in the future of CrossOverlord, we might be adding a new artist. And that's it.
You're just going to try to like grab everybody ever possible. And so everybody has less and less work to do.
Neil, when's my next page?
I'll have to look at the calendar. I don't remember.
You guys should be all on Google and share a Google calendar.
We have something like that. We have a Yahoo group.
Wow.
Or you can
do a Yahoo group, I guess. Yeah. you still on Yahoo? Who does Yahoo anymore? You guys.
We do.
Only Yahoos use Yahoo.
What did they do with that crap anyway? Didn't they turn something off? Or
they got rid of GeoCities.
Well, I know they did that, but there was something else.
I remember AOL had something like that called Hometown or something.
God, I remember back in the 90s. It's all terrible. It was all really bad. Tripod was the worst back then. You couldn't do anything with that, but people kept going on it.
Because they gave you like 10 megs free. And people were like, oh, we will never be able to use all 10 megs.
Yeah, it wasn't that, but it's like they only had like so much bandwidth a month, and that was it. And it's like, oh.
Yeah, your page won't show up after the third because too many people went on to it in the first and the second.
That's right. Oh, boy, that's terrible.
I remember when there was a book the size of a phone book I saw at Sam's that said the best websites, and I think this was back in 1994 or 5 or something like that. I think it listed all the websites. Because I found real weird one-off sites that only I mean like 2 other people I knew about, and it was listed in this book.
Okay.
And I was like, really?
It's like a who's who. What's the point?
My name's in a book.
Okay.
Read the book, asshole. Sorry, that's
my name's in the phone book, and that didn't cost me anything.
Actually, it does.
Well, okay.
Let's see.
Still.
We have one last call in. I think Jinx Tiger is finally back from Tally Road. Adults only, please. It's a furry Yif comic for the most part, right, Jinx?
Well, but I hope you can hear me.
Yep.
Never did finish solving that, but the reason I'm calling in is because you wanted reasons for people to love CRTs. There's actually a couple of reasons about that. Nobody seems to be remembering the yes. It's true, Mark. It's true. There are reasons to like the CRT. If you're playing video games, like most webcomic people seem to do, and make comics about it, CRTs have the advantage of a much faster refresh rate. You get a lot higher frame rate.
Mine's at like 75 megahertz now.
Yeah, but flat screens, LCDs, will blur a little bit. Now, I'm not sure how much difference that makes to anybody anymore, but back in the day, that used to be a fairly relevant thing. Also, you will get better shadow detail, although, again, technology has come a long way. I'm using a flat screen myself.
See?
So it's not like I'm
flat screen, not panel, not LCD, flat screen.
It's bolted onto my recording studio desk. I can't move it around either, so there's no benefit there.
Well, I can play Arkham Asylum, and it looks freaking fantastic, and I know that the old LCD I had would not show it as well as my old CRT wouldn't show it nearly as well as my LCD does.
Yeah, but if Fess took his CRT and hit you with it, you would sustain more damage than if he was hitting you with a flat screen, so...
You're assuming Fez has a strength to wield it like Morningstar.
Oh yes, I can.
Well, Fez has the strength of 10 because his heart is pure. And his heart is impure, but Fez has the strength of 10, so he could hit you with the CRT screen. Siri, put it this way. $200 saved is $200 earned. Now, how long is it going to take any of us to make $200 in a webcomic? Maybe it's a good idea to think in terms of saving the $200 by getting a $50 CRT screen.
It would take me about as long as it would take for Fest to get through maybe one day.
Probably from his character waking up and going into the kitchen.
I've paid $50, if that, for this, my current monitor, and I've had it for almost 2 years, working as great as the day as I got it, no problems whatsoever. It's actually a Dell. It's flat screen, and it was from a business, actually. So it wasn't like...
It fell off the back of a truck.
No, they cycle out their monitors every so often. And before
that's actually a good point.
And before this, I had also, I think 2 years, I also had another one that I bought from them. Because, you know, they get rid of their old ones and they get newer, bigger ones or whatever. And before that, I had
another truck.
Before that, I had like a 12-inch, a 13-inch LCD. Not LCD, but a CRT that... had to work because that's all I could afford. Because I spent everything. 640
by 480. You're the one. You're the one still in 640 by 480.
No. I'm in 1280.
But the interesting thing is, this is an object lesson in how people who do webcomics professionally do it. Talk to Dave Kellett, and he'd be the first person to tell you. You know, you count your pennies. You don't spend money needlessly. Cash flow is not just a matter of, and we may be talking, you know, amateur webcomics and having fun with it, but cash flow isn't just a matter of how much money you can make in. It's about how much money you can bring in versus how much money you're having to spend in order to continue your operation. And Fest basically is winning over all of us there.
But he keeps spending all that money he earns is all spent. He doesn't save it. I mean, okay, saved $150 on a monitor, but he just went out and went on eBay and bought like two cases of Crystal Pepsi with that money.
And okay, a case of Crystal Pepsi.
So you're saying he's wise as well as handsome. You're not saying anything of the sort. That was just going a little mad for a moment. My point being, it's saving money to think in terms of that kind of stuff. I run Macs, but I use older Macs. I'm about a generation behind all the time.
Yeah, as long as you don't buy the MacBook Air, you're fine.
No, I like to have connections of some kind.
Air, what the fuck was that? Good God. It's like, here, it's pretty. Buy it. What does it do? Not that much.
It's about comparable to a netbook, except it doesn't have all the USB ports the netbook has.
The Webcomic Weekly people described it as, you know, if you need to figure out what your fourth computer will be. And that makes no sense for anybody, really.
I'm glad I'm thinking about
it. It fits into an envelope so you can mail it back to Apple, says Vertigo X in the chat room.
Buying a laptop, though. I'm thinking of buying an HP, Pavilion?
Spiron or Pavilion?
Get an Acer. Don't buy one of those name brand ones that are pieces of crap because they're for the mass consumer that doesn't know what the hell they're buying. Don't get a Dell.
It has some pretty good stats for $600, man. It had a
No. You want quality of product inside. You don't want stats.
A Commodore 64. You'll be all right.
Get an Acer or an
Amiga. James D. Kirk had a Commodore 64.
In any case.
You can see in the background of Wrath of Khan in his apartment.
A Commodore 64?
Anyway, we are out of time for the Webcomic Beacon. This has been Fess of Fessworks.com.
This is Mark of AutumnLake.com.
This is Neil of Decian.com.
This is Ben Carver of PointGuardian.com.
And this is Jinx Tiger, and I just snuck in here at the last moment.
Thanks all for listening this week. Be sure to tune in next week as we have... Oh, shoot, what is next week? We're going to have a Girl-O-Matic on the show with us. So be sure to come next Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern.
That's all for the Beacon. Be sure to tune in next week.
By Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah.